even though this was an expectation, this trade to the Jets, this all still kind of feels, speaking as a Packer fan, a little bit anticlimactic, a little bit of a letdown. Is that how a lot of people are feeling?
A little bit of a letdown. It's almost unthinkable that the trade could have been made in the first place. Any trade that you would trade Brett Favre, I mean, the icon, the guy who has done so much for this organization, the only three-time MVP in league history, can be traded. It's almost unthinkable. But at the same time, I think it does provide Packer fans a little bit of closure in that it puts an end to this saga. And now you can focus on the season, which is really beginning on Monday with the first preseason game. So I hope that's the case, at least.
Now, why wouldn't the Packers, as an organization, welcome back a three-time most valuable player who got you within a hair of the Super Bowl last year?
Well, it's a great question, and one that I think everyone is trying to answer, at least to try to come to terms with. And I think what we're finding out is that there is a rift that's big enough right now between Brett and maybe certain members of the management with the Packers that we didn't know really existed, or at least didn't exist to this degree.
And it does seem strange that Ted Thompson, the general manager and the person in charge of all of the football decisions, is staking his entire career on Aaron Rodgers now. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't work out and Brett Favre does very well, that could mean his whole career right there.
I think it would, not only here in Green Bay, but anywhere, because who wants to be known as the guy who ran Brett Favre out of town? And if it doesn't work out even further, who is going to give you another opportunity to run their football team? So it's a big roll of the dice by Packer management. But I think it also it goes to the fact that they are trying to get some more stability on this team. Don't forget, for the last 3 or 4 years, there has always been a waiting period at the end of the season to find out if Brett's coming back next year or not. Is he going to be back next year? And I'm certain if he'd come back this year, we'd be talking about this again next year. So at the very least, we know Aaron Rodgers will be here for a couple more years and we don't have to go through this next offseason.
Still, doesn't it seem like it's a shame that things had end up like this?
It's unbelievable that they have come to this, and it really is kind of sad that this relationship has ended the way that it has. It's not the first time that a future Hall of Famer has left the team that everyone remembers him for, but it certainly didn't look like this was going to be the case here. I'm hoping that in 10 years from now, when you look back on Brett Favre's career, you remember him as a Green Bay Packer and only a Green Bay Packer, and I hope that the organization can see it that way too, and the fans especially.
I hope so, too. Bill Rabior, thanks for being with us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.